And now, ladies, here she is, Gloria Swanson.
Yes, and what a joy today. What a joy, my guest, Leatrice Joy. Oh, to think that we are sitting here like this. You know, Leatrice, we haven't sat across from each other with a chance to, well, let's call it chit-chat with each other for what? How many years?
Since the old Vine Street days, I think, when the studio was there, you remember, in our dressing room.
Yes, now that goes, when we say Vine Street days, we mean that on Vine Street and Sunset Boulevard, where you now have radio and television studios, NBC and CBS, that is where the old famous Players Lasky studio was, and also where Leatrice Joy and I both worked more or less at the same time, and we both had the joy of working with a great man called Cecil DeMille.
Yes, and the pepper trees along the avenue, don't forget.
And the vacant lots.
And the vacant lots.
And think how that place has changed since then, because that goes back to the years of 1918, I first played with Mr. DeMille. 1918, 1920, 21.
It was 21, so
22, and then in 23 I came to New York.
Uh-huh. Because I was in San Diego in stock in 18.
I didn't know you'd had stage experience before going with Mr. DeMille.
Yes, I was with Gus English. You remember the agent out there?
Yes.
And he realized I had no experience, and so there was a vacancy for an ingenue down at the San Diego company, and he asked me if I'd had experience, and I looked him right in the eye and said, yes, I had. So he set me down. And
had you never done any work?
Never, not any of our family, no one at all. But John Griffith Ray was down there.
How come you're in California?
Well, then I came out to do pictures in California.
Oh.
I started from New Orleans, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that. Were
I'm
you born?
From New Orleans, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Where were you born? Oh, yes, you
Chicago.
From Chicago.
Oh, isn't this fun? Now, we're going to really just wander. Right, now let's see. You're from New Orleans, and then you went out to California with the idea of doing pictures, but you got sidetracked into doing a stock company.
The stock company. Well, I had no experience at all, so I was very grateful for it. It was wonderful training. I was there for a year and a half playing ingenues. And then every Wednesday evening, I would leave and arrive in Hollywood to take a test for movies, and then that
did they make tests in those days?
Oh yes. But Fred Niblow was one who made the test. That finally I went to play with the George Lone Tucker. You remember right after he made The Miracle Man, Ladies Must Live, and then I'd return to my little stock engagement and work then, and wait for the next Wednesday and dash up to Hollywood and make another test, and finally the one that Fred Niblow made for George Lone Tucker. Well, it took like a vaccination, I guess, and so I was in the part.
Well, you know, Leatrice Joy, now my sponsor has a word for us, and then we'll talk some more. And so here we are again with Leatrice Joy and Gloria Swanson, my lovely, lovely guest today, Leatrice Joy. It's so cozy having you here. Then I'm trying to think, because I was with Mr. DeMille for 3 years. I made 6 pictures with him. And were you the first person to come in after I left?
Yes. You remember, he had that publicity campaign of some sort, trying to find someone to replace Gloria Swanson. I mean, to be his star, not to replace you, but to be his star, because then you had graduated into your own stardom.
I didn't want to. I wept, you know, and they told me.
He told me that.
Oh, do you know that was the first shock I think the studio had ever had, because everybody wanted to be a star. And so when Mr. Lasky came to me and said, now, you can no longer be with Mr. DeMille, you have to be a star on your own, I said, I don't want to.
Yes.
He practically fell off his desk chair.
Yes.
He thought I had gone stark, staring mad. He said, what do you mean you don't want to be a star? I said, no, I want to stay with Mr. DeMille. But why? And here I was just a youngster.
Yeah.
Why? And I said, because if I do, I'm assured of great pictures. He's a wonderful director, and I don't want to go out on my own, because I know exactly what's going to happen to me. I'm going to be making pseudo-DeMille pictures, which I don't want to make. But they wouldn't have it. Then he came and talked to me, Mr. DeMille, and said, young fellow, you have to go on your own now, because, you see, I'm a star and you're a star, and we can't afford to have two of us in one picture, and you have to go on your own. I said, I don't want to. But they made me do it.
Yes, well, that's when I came into the picture, so to speak. So I felt for you. I really did, especially the first time they They draped this beautiful moleskin gown on me, and I said, I don't blame Gloria for not wanting to give it up. But then your pictures, your wardrobe was wonderful. I remember I saw your first picture after that. Wasn't it?
The great moment. Eleanor Glynn wrote it, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and
yes.
And we made it on the same lot. We had our own company.
Yes,
and
Sam Wood, who had been an assistant. Sam Wood, that's the one I was trying to think of.
He was Mr. DeMille's assistant, you know, when I was with Mr. DeMille. Mm-hmm. And then just before I left, or had to part from Mr. DeMille, well, then Mr. Sam Wood became a director for Wally Reed. And he directed a lot of Wally Reed's pictures. And then when I became a star, he took over my pictures and directed 10 of them over a period of 2.5 years. You see, in those days, we used to make, not as they do now, one picture a year, but four pictures a year.
We did.
So we practically had no time in between. And what was your picture? Was it Manslaughter?
Mm-hmm.
That was a great picture.
Well, I enjoyed it. I think it was a wonderful story. And that's what I was commenting about that the other day. I don't think that the pictures have enough romantic pictures. I mean, the lovely romance, you know, with the old Pollyanna happy
ending.
People like romance.
Kind of shy of being sentimental
these
days.
That's exactly it. And, you know, we had that in our pictures, and I think that was one of the reasons that the people loved us, because we were soft in a way. I mean, we were romantic.
Mm-hmm, the women were not hard and
casual
about everything.
We weren't psychoanalyzed to death, fortunately.
Oh, Leatrice, this is wonderful, but... And now we have a message for our listeners. Thank you. And here we are back again with Leatrice Joy, my guest. And we were talking about, and a point you bring up is so interesting about the sentimental pictures. You know, when I went around the country, I visited 33 cities before the opening of Sunset Boulevard. And most of the women and ladies that I met after in the lobby after the picture was shown, said to me, we want to see you in more light things, comedy and romance.
Yes. Well, they do want that.
I think they want it very much. I think they're tired of what we call a documentary film.
I think so, and messages.
Well,
they have their purpose,
but they shouldn't all be.
No. You remember Smiling Through and what was the other lovely thing? Poppy that Norma Talmadge did.
Yes.
Those lovely romantic, Farewell to Arms, and the White Sister.
Yes.
And really, so often people ask me about pictures, why they don't portray that type of picture or characters again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad you feel the same way about it. So maybe they'll take it up from now on.
Now look here.
Let's start a campaign for it.
Yes, and I've started a few Vogues, as you know, being the pioneer in many fields, such as you well know about having the first child and so on. I won't tell my listeners about that again. I think they've heard enough of that. But what now? Why aren't you making a picture right now?
Well, I'm here because I came to do the play Alexander that Gad Gaither is producing. And we went to Albany for a tryout and then began rewriting it. So when we closed after the 2 weeks, we were practically closing on a new play, so no one felt that they were easy enough in their lines to come into New York. So it's been rewritten now, and I don't think they'll do anything now until September.
Because having been away from pictures so long, and I got the feeling that there would probably be ever so many of the old-timers coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just criminal that they don't, and I was so glad
I
saw Anne
really
Hardy.
Yes, I was so pleased when I saw The Magnificent Yankee. You know the story they tell about the English woman, Gloria, may I tell it?
Please.
This lovely grand dame sings in the first row in England, and one of the... I've forgotten her name, and one of their pet actresses of the day was playing, and this little dowager whipped out her lorgnettes and looked up and then nudged her friend and said, the best ingenue she's played in 53 years. The loyalty they have.
Well, not
only really.
That, but on the stage, nobody cares about your age.
No, they don't.
Nobody cares. We've seen the most beautiful performances with Elizabeth Bergner.
Oh, yes.
And she has played youngsters of 15 and 16 years old, but they don't have a great big publicity campaign about her age and so on and so forth. It's only in the picture business that people start talking about the age situation.
A maturity in any line is advantageous, I should imagine. I mean, I think that the women, more mature women, have more experience. But it's a strange thing in pictures, at least during my time. They seem to really cater more to the youth, you know, the younger girls.
Yes, well, but maybe that will change.
Another campaign for us.
All right. Oh, Leatrice Joy, I want you to hear Johnny Thompson. He's always on my program.
Oh, yes, sings. I've heard him.
Well, you have.
Yes,
well,
indeed, I've been delighted.
Enjoy
too.
Another song from him.
Have you ever been to Mandalay or Cairo on a market day? Have you found the perfect spot for you? Did you ever ride through Central Park or walk through Paris after dark? Have you done the things you want to do? If you feel there's somewhere you should go, that's the only thing to do. You know, you have to follow your dreams till they all come true. Look around when they do, and you'll be home. You have to follow your heart, and it may be far. Then just ask where you are, and you'll be home. There'll always be meadows young with greener clover than those you'll wander right over. That shining castle you see on a distant shore, go and knock on the door. And you'll be home.
Thank you, Johnny Thompson. Wasn't that lovely?
Oh, my beautiful voice.
He's a sweetheart. And now a word from the studio.